Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's your most favorite or interesting non-Caleb story at Bears?
It's pretty good. That is pretty, pretty good. I look for the pass rush opposite Montez Sweat. I'm going to give Montez Sweat the benefit of the doubt that he can bounce back and return to the form that we saw him have in 2023 before he was injured for most of 24. But they have to figure out what happens opposite him. I know they've invested a pretty chunk of change into Odangbo, and they're hoping that works out. And he had a ton of pressures and hurries out in Indy, and he's hoping to turn those into sacks while he's on the same line with Montez Sweat and Grady Jarrett and the others. So they're hoping for that, but that's not a known thing, right? They're hoping there's another step for Austin Booker. That's not a known thing. Every time we see Dominique Robinson in shorts and T-shirts, he dominates. We heard Coach Johnson talk about how Grady's looked in minicamp, and Dominique Robinson is going to look that way because he is a freakish athlete with great size and speed and athleticism. When the pads come on, you hope that he can maintain that level of play. But again, that's a hope. Booker's a projection, and so is Odangbo. They don't know they're going to be able to consistently get that pass rush they need from the other side. You're talking about a defense that's going to move to a lot of man coverage. Jalen Johnson, Tyreek Stevenson. Like, I don't want them to have to play man coverage for 4.5, 5, 6 seconds. If the ball's coming out in 2.5, 3 seconds, then I feel great about both of those dudes. Can we get that consistent pass rush? And right now, I'm looking for it to come together as we go through summer and preseason.
Yeah, I would have said before you took it, basically, was Dennis Allen, you know, and how he'll use these pieces that Matt Eberflus had that were looking pretty good. Can he do it better? But all those defensive ends that you mentioned other than Sweat, those are like the prototypical Bears defensive end of the last 10 years, where it's guys that it's a fifth round pick. Oh, just trust us. He looks great in practice. Or it's a guy like Odangbo where like he only gets 4 or 5 sacks. Yep. But they're, he's playing a lot better than the numbers show. Like, I mean, man, we know who the good pass rushers are. We don't have to have explanations and qualifiers.
Yeah.
Like, no one has to say that
sell
about Myles Garrett.
Right.
No one's like, you know, he's playing better than you guys. Well, no, we know because we see all the sacks. I think I would say the running back situation because Ben Johnson is really going to lean on, or want to at least, lean on running the ball, and they've done very little at that position. And they have committed significant money to DeAndre Swift. And what we saw last year, there is the high potential for those big plays, but that's not it. The way he played last year, that's not it for anybody in their running game. And it's definitely not going to be it for Ben Johnson. And Ben Johnson has history with him. So I don't know, can Ben Johnson and Eric Bieniemy get DeAndre Swift at his size and at his disposition to play the way that they need him to?
Yeah, to take those tough 3.5, 4 yards. I'm not as down on him as some people are. And I remember having a conversation with him about this in the locker room during last season. He was like, yeah, I hear those things and I don't understand why because I'm willing to hit it up in there. I want to ask.
But he doesn't do that. Because I've had the same conversation with him where DeAndre Swift will tell you exactly what you think he should be saying, which is, I will do whatever they need me to do. But then you watch the games and that's not what happens.
I asked him that last week. I asked him about that last week and he got a little defensive with me. And I was like, bro, I don't even feel that way. I don't know why you're being so defensive with me. I've had this conversation with you. I don't necessarily feel that you can't do those things. But the narrative is out there. And I just want to know if it motivates you at all. But anyway, like, I don't know why he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt that Caleb got, that Rome got, that DJ and Cole got, because everybody's numbers were down because mm-hmm. that offensive line was terrible mm-hmm. and the system and the structure was in a state of disarray from start to finish. And I think that if we're going to say, well, that gives Caleb room to grow, or that gives Cole room to get back to, you know, the 7-touchdown season, or DJ and Rome to grow, then I think that has to be true about DeAndre as well. He's running behind that same offensive line that Caleb was playing behind, and there's a cumulative effect. Just like there's a cumulative effect of taking 68 sacks and you start to see things that may or may not be happening, there's a similar effect when you're the running back and you're like, this is where the track should be, this is where the hole should be. Oh, it's closed. Let me try to bounce this thing or do something else. Eventually, you start to have some times where maybe it actually was there and you should have hit it in there, but you didn't trust it. So you're kind of pattering your feet a little bit. And certainly he was guilty of that, and that's on him. But it's just kind of natural when you keep running your head into a wall. It's like, no, Nate Davis is not going to open up this hole for me. So let me just try to bounce.
Nate it's Davis. Interesting. It's like seeing, it's kind of a different, it's a running back's version of seeing ghosts.
Yeah,
kind of
exactly.
What you're saying.
And it's an unknown, coaches, though. I've heard coaches say, give me the respect of getting to the line of scrimmage.
Sure.
And then do what you got to do. Give the play the respect of the hole's supposed to be the B gap. Yeah. Run to the B gap.
You got 4-yard runs. You got 6-yard runs. You got some runs you think Mike could take it the distance, right? But if I call a play that it's a 4-yard run, get me my 4. After that, you want to bounce it. You want to do whatever you want to do. Go crazy. You want to jump over guys and spin, which I hate to jump over guys. But you want to do all that stuff, do it. But you better get the 4 first. And I think if DeAndre Swift can focus on that, and I think Coach Bieniemy will get him to buy into that, or someone else will be in the game, then I think he'll be okay.
Herb, we appreciate you stopping in and hanging out with us, man. We really, truly appreciate it.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having
me. Yeah, Herb Howard is great. Everyone over at It's the Bigs, like if you're not hip to what they're doing, like, from a cultural standpoint, they are one of the most important media entities in Chicago. And the great covers that they provide, whether it's local high school stuff or the stuff that Herb's doing with the Bears, clearly they have been in the news over the last 24 hours in Chicago because of the Bulls covers that's going on. This group of people, they're doing a wonderful job. So please support It's the Bigs and Herb Howard for sure. Jason Leisure is in for Speegs. We're going to get some sort of answers. I got like 5 more people in my weather roster that I'm going to text to see if they can jump on and tell us. But when we come back, we're going to audible a little bit, Tanny. Leisure had an experience that he's been dying to tell us about. So I'm going to allow for him to do that as we track down whether or not the Cubs game is going to happen. It's a Spiegel and Holmes show. Jason Leisure in for Speaks here on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.